I want to just, of course, this is a very familiar scripture, this chapter 1 of Genesis. It's the chapter of beginnings, and it just paints a magnificent, because what the Lord dealt with me about, and I haven't read my text or mentioned my title yet. I'll mention that a little bit later in the message, but I wanted to try to paint God's greatness and His omnipotence, His all-knowing, His all-power. And I was trying to think in the scripture. Of course, my mind went to this Genesis chapter 1, the 6 days of creation. I mean, one of the greatest things that's known to all the world is the creation, whether they believe in it or not. I believe in the creation that God created, the heaven and the earth. Don't you? The Bible said that the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. That's all He said. Amen. He spoke light into existence just by the power of His word. The second day is in verse 6. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from waters which were above. And it was so, and God called it heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. Verse 11, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass. Anybody mow your grass this week? I did. It's created by God. It is created. Anybody got a garden growing? It was created by God. Huh? Every blade of grass, every tree that's in your yard, every tomato plant, every cucumber, every watermelon, every squash, every pepper, every strawberry that you planted this year, God created it. Amen. God is all powerful. Amen. Verse 11 said, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after His kind. What about that? God just spoke it, and it came to pass. Verse 14 said, and God said, let there be lights and the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Let them be for a sign and for a seasons, and for days and years. Wow. You know, He created the sun and He created the moon. Wow. That's God. That's God in His creation. Amen. When you go out there tonight and you look up and see the moon and you see the stars, you just know that the God that we serve, amen, spoke them into existence. I'm not talking about some false god that sat there with a big old fat belly and you rub his belly called Buddha. That's not what I'm preaching about. I'm talking about God, Jehovah, the God of the Bible, the true and living God that ever lives and reigns, has been from eternity past and will be in eternity future. I'm talking about God in His all-powerful, amen, all-knowing, all-seeing God. Bible said, amen, on the fifth day, and God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and rule over the day and over the night to divide the light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. That word good there in the Hebrew is the word pleasure. Amen. It brought pleasure to the heart of God. Amen. On the sixth day, the Bible talks about how, amen, that God created the great whales, verse 21, and every living creature, amen, that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. I'm talking about, how many believes God is a big God? Of course, Brother Jonathan said this morning, and I'm very careful about saying it. We say that because in our human thinking, that's the way we think in size. God is a big God, but God really isn't a big God. God is just God. You can't put no size on God. God doesn't have a limit. If he's a big God, he could be a bigger God or a littler God. He's not even a, he's God. He fills all space. He fills all time. He fills all eternity. He's everywhere at the same time. He's omnipotent. Amen. He can be over in Africa and here at the same time. That's God. You'll see where I'm going here in a moment, I hope. In Job chapter 42, there's a scripture here that in studying today, the Lord brought this to my remembrance. When Job is answering the Lord, he says in verse 2, Job 42, he said, I know that thou canst do everything. That's powerful. Can you just read that in unison with me? I know that thou canst do. Okay, four of you are with me. Let's try that one more time. I know you're about to go to sleep on me, but just stay tuned here. Hopefully it'll get a bit better. The Bible said, I know that thou canst do what? Everybody say everything. Job come through. Now, this was a man who had some trials. He come to the conclusion at the end of his trial, amen, that God could do everything. And notice what else he said in verse 2. And that no thought can be withholden from thee. If you got a Thompson Chain Reference Bible over in the margin here, I liked it. It said, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Or it says, this is what it meant in the Hebrew, the original, no thought of thine can be hindered. When God sets his mind to do something, it can't be hindered. There's nothing on the face of the earth can hinder God from doing anything. Huh? God is God. Amen. Back up chapter 2 in Job chapter 38. Amen. The book of Job chapter 38 and verse number 4. Amen. The Lord is talking to Job here earlier in his trial. And he says in verse number 4, amen, he's asking Job, where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Come on, Job. Amen. You got questions? Let me ask you some questions. Where were you? I'm God, Job. Where were you at when I laid the foundation? Who hath laid the measures thereof? If thou knowest, or who hath stretched the line upon it, whereupon are the foundations thereof are fastened, or hath, amen, laid, or excuse me, or who laid the corner stone thereof? Tell me, Job, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy, or who shut up the sea with doors when it break forth as if it had issued out of the womb? Tell me, Job, where was you at, Job? You're talking to God. I'm God, Job. I created the heaven and the earth. I formed the sea, the ocean, and everything in between. I'm God, amen. Oh, yes, amen. Genesis chapter 18. God said, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Amen, I'm feeling a bit better. Jeremiah 32:17, the prophet said, there is nothing, saith the Lord, too hard for thee. Amen. Matthew 19:26 says it like this, with God, everybody say with God, all things are possible. Woo! I'm talking about God. I'm talking about God. He's all powerful. He's all knowing. But but here's where I want to preach to you tonight. Here's what I felt like the Lord spoke to me this morning. Amen. And I say that humbly and cautiously. And I hope it was the Lord. I believe it was the Lord. Trusting that it was. But you know, when you read about all that God is, all the powerful things that God has done just by the words of his mouth. You know, there is a scripture in the Bible, amen, that I read today and I'm going to read here in a moment that tells me that sometimes God gets in trouble. I mean, I'm going to read it to you. That, can you think? Wait a second, brother. You just told us God created the heaven and the earth and everything in between, every fowl, every animal. Amen. But I'm going to read to you a scripture in the Bible, King James Version, where the Bible talks about that God sometimes gets in trouble. Amen. Y'all with me tonight? Amen. Psalms chapter number 46. You ready? You ready? Is it in the Bible? The Bible said God is our refuge and strength, a very present Everybody say the word help. In time of trouble. You mean God will be there even in my trouble? Huh? That's what the Bible said. God is God. I just talked a little bit about God. Didn't spend a whole lot of time about God. But God is our refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. Amen. Oh, I wish I could sing that song that the bishop sang a few years back that went number one. He's in the mist. He's in the all through. Where two or three are gathered in my name, he'll be there too. I'm telling you a scripture that says God will be with you in your trouble. Huh? I mean, one of the most amazing scriptures and promises is throughout the entire Bible. Amen. I didn't have time to count them, and there's probably no way to count them. But there is probably one promise more than any other throughout the entire Bible. It is that God will be with his people. Huh? He said in the New Testament, I'll never leave thee. I'll never forsake thee. I will go with thee until the end of the world. I want to tell you right in the midst of your trouble, God will be with you. Amen. That's a promise from God's word. Amen. Oh yes, he said, in the world you shall have tribulation. I understand that, but he said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Amen. I will never leave thee nor forsake you. I want to tell you, I don't care what your trouble is. I don't care if it's marital, financial, physically, mentally, whatever trouble you are in. If you are bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, my Bible tells me that God is a very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. Have you ever felt God in trouble? Have you ever looked and seen God in trouble? I have. There have been times when I've been down and broken, disgusted and busted, and I found God there in the midst of my trouble. Help me, Holy Ghost. In Daniel chapter 3, there's a famous story about three young men who we know as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Remember that? Amen. How the king made a great statue. Amen. And who he wanted his whole kingdom to fall down and worship. But oh, Brother Adam, there was three young men who knew God, who knew God's commandments, who was not going to bow to the king's idol God. Amen. And thus they got in trouble and was called before the king Nebuchadnezzar. But oh, and the Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, amen, and just upset that these three young men did not bow to his God and his idol. But I want to tell you, they didn't turn, amen, they didn't bow, and they didn't burn. Why? Because they trusted God. They looked up in a world that could cost them their life, and the pressure was on, but they believed God. Amen. And God, amen, and blessed them in the midst of their trouble, because the Bible said when they was finally cast into the furnace, amen, that the old king rubbed his eyes and he looked out in the furnace, amen, he's astonished. I could sort of see him shaking his head and just trying to, you know, get his old specs on and just look a little bit closer. Huh? You ever see anybody do that? Just try to look a little bit closer than bifocal. I'm just seeing him just looking, trying to see. He said, did I not just cast three men into the fire? But he said, lo, I see four. Amen. And the fourth is like unto the Son of God. Amen. What is it? Amen. He was in the midst of their storm. He was in the midst of their trouble right with them. God is a very present help in the time of trouble. Oh, over and over through the Bible, you'll find God, amen, right beside his children when they get in trouble. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you're in trouble tonight. Oh, he'll help you in your trouble. He'll be there in your trouble. God ever been there in your trouble? Oh, yes. He'll be there in your trouble. Amen. You remember over just a few chapters later, in the book of Daniel, the story of Daniel is there in Daniel chapter number 6. And Daniel began to pray, even though the king Darius, amen, made a decree that he should not bow before any other gods. But it didn't affect Daniel's relationship with God. He went down and he kneeled with his windows open 3 times a day like he did before. Amen. But it cost him something. It cost him a night. Amen. In the den of lions. Amen. And the king come there the next morning and said, "Oh, Daniel, live forever. Amen. Does the God whom thou serve, amen, deliver thee?" And notice, amen, what the Bible says. He said, "My God said, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, amen, that they have not hurt me." What's Daniel saying? Daniel was saying, when I was thrown in the den of lions, God sent angels to me and were there to protect me. I want to tell you, my friend, we have got a prayer answering God. We have got a God that is with his children when they're in trouble. Amen. He is there. I heard Brother Don Rich preach out of this book of Daniel, where they said he was in the midst, in the middle there of the 3 Hebrew children. And old Brother Rich preached on God's favorite spot. Amen. And he talked about right in the midst of the trouble with his children. You say, "Preacher, why don't God just deliver them all out of the trouble and never have any trouble?" Amen. Altogether, I can't answer that. But I can tell you time and time again, God has promised to be with you and I in our trouble. Amen. Right in the midst of our trouble. Isaiah said 43:2. Amen. Thank you, Brother Scotty, for reading that. Scotty already read it. Brother Scotty. "When thou passest through the waters," what did he say? "I will be with thee." Woo! "I will be with thee, not far from thee, but I will be with thee." Amen. "I'll be beside thee." And he said, "And when thou passest through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee." Amen. Isaiah 41:10 said, "For thou, amen, fear thou not, for I am with thee." The famous scripture in Psalms 23:4 said, "Though I walk through the valley of a shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Why? "For thou art with me." Amen. Amen. The thing that David, when he sinned with Bathsheba, and the Bible records his prayer of repentance in Psalms 51, when David, amen, he knew the importance of the presence of God. He was God's man. He was a man after God's own heart. He was favored and mightily used of God. And when David failed and sinned, and he was trying to get back to God, David didn't pray, "Lord, take not thy kingdom from me. Take not my riches from me. Take not this from me. Take not my throne or my house." But there was something in this man of God's heart. Amen. He said, "Lord, take not thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me." Why? Because David had been down and he knew the importance of the presence of God. Some of you are in trouble. I know that. I've been trying to preach encouragement for several weeks here. Some of you are saying, "There's one that come through the valley sermons." Well, you might be on the mountain and you might not need it, but the person across the aisle might be in the deepest, darkest trouble that they've ever in. And I've got a word from God for you. God said, "I'm going to be there in the midst of your trouble." He's a very present help in trouble. David said, "Lord, don't take your present. Take the kingdom if you want to. Take the throne. Take the house. Take the palace. Take everything. Take my riches. But the thing, God, I don't want you to take not thy presence from me." Hallelujah. Would you lift your hands and worship the Lord here tonight? Holy Ghost, help us here. Oh, God. I've been down. I've been discouraged. I've been there. I've fought depression. Amen. And I have found him to be, I look back. Oh, I couldn't feel him. Sometimes, Sister Figgy, I had to just stand on God's word because I couldn't sense him. I couldn't feel him. And you just got to walk by faith. And the Bible said he'd never leave me nor forsake me. If I stay under the blood, amen, and walk and pray and seek the face of God, he'll never leave me. He won't forsake me. He'll go with me through every trouble that I face. I don't care how many hospital, amen, reports you get, Sister Janine, there is a God that has promised. I will be with you in your trouble. Amen. The devil will say, where is God in your trouble? Shut up, devil. My Bible tells me God is going to be right here by my side. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. I'm telling you, I understand, but I feel like the Holy Ghost one more time is wanting to tell somebody, amen, has some sleepless nights, that God is there in the midst of your trouble. Woo! Stretch your hands towards Sister Janine. I just feel the Lord wants to help her tonight. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, touch her, Lord. You lying, stinking devil. You lied to me because I'm in trouble and tell me God doesn't care because I'm in trouble. But my Bible tells me that he's a very present help when I'm in trouble. Woo! Huh? Oh, yes! Oh, yes. He's in the midst. 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 We've heard Brother James testify just a couple of years I've been here. I've heard him testify over and over and over how God was with him, brought him and healed him of cancer. I want to tell you, he is the same God, amen, that touched him in the first beginning. He can do it the same again. I'm talking about God. He said he'd be a very present help in the time of trouble. Brother and Sister Morris, you all have been coming out of hardly know against from Adam. I want to tell you, God is a very present help in the time of trouble. I said he's a very present help in trouble. When you can't see in front of you, when all you can see is a mountain, when all you can see is a Red Sea, when all you can see is Pharaoh's army, amen, Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. What was it that Moses was saying? I want to come among you. It looks like you're back in a corner. It looks like there's no way out. It looks like you're doomed. It looks like it's over, but the story's not ended there. It looks like the chapter is going to close out with God's people being drowned into the sea. But when God showed up, he came and dried the Red Sea, let his people walk on dry land, and the picture was different. When God showed up, sometimes God might let you get in a corner and it look like you ain't going to win. But when God shows up, comes on the scene, woo, just to do a miracle, you'll have to say, I'm sorry, Doc. It was God. Brother John Ackerman, when the devil just torments you in the wee hours of the morning, nobody knows about it, and you just don't even share it with nobody. Amen. You just keep it to your heart. That devil's just pounding. He's just pounding. He's just pounding. He's just pounding your mind. Amen. But my Bible said he's a very present help in the time of trouble. I want to tell you, there's more people at Summit Church going through it than Brother James. I think there's about a dozen probably here tonight. Amen. Feel like you're right down on the bottom. Don't feel like you can even raise up and touch bottom. I got good news. My Bible said, by God, your God is our refuge. Amen. Climb up into that tower. Climb up in that refuge. God is our refuge. God is our shelter. Oh, yes. Amen. When the Lord moved on me about a year ago to write a little song, it said he's been a shelter in the storm. When everything went wrong,
Why, yes, why should I worry? What should I fear? He's been there. He's been a beckoning hand that's weighed me back home. He's been a still small voice that said, go on. He's been my song in the night that told me to hold on. Why should I worry? Woo! Oh, yes. Oh, worship God. Oh, have your way, Lord. Worship God. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Oh. I've been praying for Brother Brad. Ain't a doubt in my mind he's under a lot of pressure mentally. Amen. But Brother Brad, he's a very present help in the time of trouble. I heard Brother Earl giving requests the other night. I don't know what it's for. I didn't ask him. Said they needed prayer. Amen. For some reason, I think, I can't exactly remember how he worded it, but they, in essence, they had a need before God. But can I tell you, Brother Earl, Sister Tracy, he's a very present help in the time of trouble. I'm talking about God. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. Sister Julie, you found him to be that help. Sister Juana, has he been that help for you when it looked like with natural eyes that there was no way possible? But I'm telling you, we're here tonight. What did Brother Alan Richards preach about? He said, tell it, tell those miracles, tell those things that God done for you. Sometimes when you get into it, you got to look back and say, God brought me through that, and God paid that bill, and God healed me there, and God's going to do it again. I know it looks like it's hopeless. I know it looks like there's no way, but God is going to do it again. Sister Letha, I know it looks bleak right now. But he's a very God. He's a very present help. That spirit of depression tries to come on you. Say, wait a second. I ain't got time for that. He been too good to me. He gonna be with me through this. I don't know how I'm gonna do. I don't know how I'm gonna handle this. He gonna be with me. I'm gonna pray about it. I'm gonna take it to God in prayer. He said he'd be a very present help. Amen. You ever tell God when you get in a financial burden, what am I going to do? I told God, like the old black preacher said years ago, I said, God, I need you to sell a couple of those cows that you own those thousand hills. I need you to sell a couple of those cows. I got some bills that need to be paid. God can sell a cow. If God can create a cow, God can sell a cow. Amen. God can create. God can meet every need you have. Woo! Oh, yes. Trouble. Me and my wife first got married. Our first home, little trailer we bought was a 12 by 65. We put it up on a little mountain up behind Mom where they lived at, up a hill in between two mountains, and a holler come out between the mountains. Brother Russell knows what I'm talking about. Amen. It's big mountain, like Smoky Mountains, and there's a holler. Usually it runs in between them with water, and it comes all the way down to the bottom of the main creek. And we put a trailer up there about 150 feet up the hill there. And one end of the trailer, the holler would come down, a little spring-like, and hit a big pile of dirt with a poplar tree there. And it would go around to the front of our trailer about 20 feet and keep on going down to the creek. Amen. That particular year, probably in early 80s, there was a couple floods that year, and one morning a flood was going on in our county. House was being mudslides was coming off, and houses was being just driven off of their foundation of mudslides, and buildings was going into the river and everything like that. And about noon, me and my brothers was out on four-wheelers helping our neighbors. And I remember saying, Mom and everybody was, Mom was down. Sabrina wasn't even born then. Mom or Bev was down at Mom's house. And about noon, I said, I mean to go up and check the my own place, that creek, that spring. It's very rapid when it rains like that for two or three days. And I never forget, I drove up there on the four-wheeler and pouring the rain. I was soaking wet already. And I got up there and that holler was so massive, just rushing out of there, that it was coming down to the top of that dirt about 6 inches and actually splashing over the dirt. And about 10 feet away was my trailer on one end of it, and it would be going around and in front of my trailer. Now I remember, I thought, God, if it don't stop raining the next couple of hours, that thing's just going to break and come right through my little trailer, our first little home. I was just probably 19 then. I remember I knelt down on my knees right there on the top of that mound of dirt. It was muddy. Water was gushing out. It could have gushed underneath me just any minute. But I remember I got on my knees. I was in trouble. No insurance, no money in the bank, no rich parents. I was in trouble. Had a little $3,000 or $4,000 home there. Amen. That we was just getting into. I was in trouble, but I got on my knees and I remember I stuck my face right in the mud. I just all fours just said, God, I need you. I need you right now. I need you to stop this rain. I need you to come to us. I need you to help us. Amen. God being my witness, with about 10 minutes, the rain began to slow down. Even a couple more minutes, it stopped. Been raining for about 3 days straight. What was it? He was a very present help in the time of trouble. I know that don't mean a whole lot to you. You weren't there. You didn't see it. But it's one of those things I wrote down in my Bible because I don't never want to forget, Sister Carolyn. Even though that's been 25 years ago almost. Amen. I don't want to forget when I was in trouble. God came to my rescue. Amen. This altar is open. Let's find a place to pray. Come on, church. God wants to help you tonight, wherever you're at in your situation, in your trouble. God wants to help you. There's awful good people here. There's more good people than Sister Hope. I know that.
In the middle of the night.
A lot of good people here.
I'm praying for assurance.
Stay with God. Stay with God. Stay with God.
Lord, I see another valley.
Oh, yes.
And it's out in front of me. I'm afraid I won't be able, and I'll go down in defeat.
Oh, yes.
But he said I walked on the water, and I calmed the raging sea.
Come on.
I spoke to the
Come
wind.
Come on, teenager.
It hurts and I gave you peace.
God loves you just
Did
as much as
run
the eldest
to
person
rescue.
In the house.
Didn't I hear you when you called?
Come on, Sister Lisa.
I walked
Come
right
on, Sister
beside
Lisa.
You.
Oh,
and
yes.
So you would
Come on, call. Sister Jackie.
Did
Come on.
Let
the Holy Ghost help you. God help
Was
Brother Ronnie. Help Toby Lord. Brother Earl. Help our church.
I searched until I found
God,
you.
Seem like
and
trouble
I
on every hand.
All again.
Oh, God, help us to stay focused through all of this trouble.
Do you
we serve a God that's greater than our trouble.
Where I brought you from.
Whoa.
Just take a Whoa, look
God.
Behind
Come on,
you.
Sister Jimmy.
And how far
Whoa.
You've gone. Oh, and every time you ask me, did I deliver you? So why would you be thinking that I wouldn't see you through? And he said, I walked on the water, and I calmed the raging sea. I spoke to the wind, it hushed and I gave peace. Then I run to your rescue, didn't I hear you when you called? I walked right beside you, just so you wouldn't fall. Did I leave all of heaven, just to die for your sin? I searched till I found you, and I do it all again.
Oh yes! Come on!
Oh, beside you, just though you wouldn't fall. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for your sin? I searched till I found you, and I'd do it all again. But he said, I walked on the water, and I calmed the raging sea. I spoke to the wind, it hushed, and I gave you peace. Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called? I walked right beside you, just so you wouldn't fall. Didn't I leave all of heaven, just to die for your sin? I searched till I found you,